progressive perversion, but worse still, I need the crowd to get into it. They help me calm down and I can get through it. So higher, higher, get your hands to the ceiling. Let it go, y'all, don't fight the feeling. Might get a stranglehold, sweat pouring. And like Jordan, yo, I'm scoring. Yeah, that's right, y'all, and I am in the flow. So pump up the volume along with the tempo. Many have died trying to stop my show. I came here tonight to hear the crowd go.
Now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. The Prime Minister has called out state border closures, saying they are severely impacting the economy. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
Scott Morrison told Morning Television that states with border restrictions will have to justify those decisions to their tourism industry and local businesses.
Expert medical advice at a national level never recommended internal borders within Australia, and it's not good for the economy, particularly as you go into this next school holiday season.
All states except New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT have some border restrictions. Queensland flagged they will update their decision this weekend. One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson has gone so far as threatening to take the Queensland government to the High Court, saying border restrictions are unconstitutional. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
A 30-year-old Queensland man has died from coronavirus, taking the nation's total to 103. The man, who had underlying health issues, tested positive to the virus in a post-mortem test. He lived in the town of Blackwater, west of Rockhampton, which has not had any known cases of COVID-19. It's unknown how the man contracted the virus, as he's not believed to have travelled outside of the town since February. Health authorities have reported one new case of the virus, with the man's partner also undergoing testing. Meanwhile, Victoria has reported 8 new infections in the past 24 hours. The Federal Agriculture Minister has refused to accept blame for a new cluster of COVID-19 cases on a live export ship in Western Australia. 6 crew of the Al-Kuwait ship have tested positive to the virus. The Fremantle Port Authority says it was not aware some of the crew were showing symptoms before local workers boarded the ship. David Littleproud says the Federal Agriculture Department notified WA Health Authority shortly after it became aware a crew member had developed symptoms.
We also, in that email, CC'd a WA health official to ensure, despite what the Premier of WA says, is that it went to a generic email to an emergency health centre set up specifically for COVID-19.
New South Wales police could soon face legal action over the alleged unlawful use of invasive strip searches. Frank Bonacorso reports.
Sydney's Redfern Legal Centre is joining forces with litigation specialists Slater and Gordon in a landmark action that could potentially involve thousands of people unlawfully strip searched by police over the past 6 years. The legal centre says children as young as 10 have been forced to strip naked to have their body cavity searched without a parent or guardian present. The law firm says there are systemic problems around strip searches, which are eroding community confidence in the police. It says the action's aimed at preventing more traumatic and unnecessary strip searches. The New South Wales Government and Police Commissioner have in the past defended the use of strip searches.
US President Donald Trump has accused social media platform Twitter of stifling free speech after it placed a fact-checking warning on one of Mr. Trump's tweets. President Trump has repeatedly taken aim at mail-in ballots, saying they are fraudulent and corrupt. Twitter inserted a link at the bottom of one of his tweets to a fact-checking website which disproves the president's claims. In another tweet, Mr. Trump says Twitter's fact-checking is incorrect and based on fake news.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now,
Now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker. It's currently 18 degrees, looking towards a top of 20 today. Partly cloudy, slight chance of a light shower along the coast and light winds. The sun will set tonight at 3 minutes to 5pm. Looking for the rest of the week, Thursday, fog then sunny, 7 to 20. Friday, possible shower, 8 to 19. The weekend's looking good. Saturday, mostly sunny, 7 to 20. And Sunday, mostly sunny, 10 to 21.
The updated traffic, brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Just the one incident at Rudy Hill, M7 motorway approaching Eastern Road. Truck breakdown, one southbound lane's closed. It's the breakdown lane. Reduce your speed and exercise caution. It's 6 minutes past 11 and it's, lovely 17 degrees looking towards the top of 20.
I was just outside now and it looks beautiful. It's like, I can't believe it. It's like, you know, change the shift of weather.
It's wonderful.
It is. Yeah, like I hope it's going to keep that way. And the ladies and gentlemen, to all our listeners on Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, I'm happy to bring back the guest 2 weeks ago, Tim Binland. I just want to say a few words about Tim. He's a passion marketing and podcasting nerd, obsessed with everything to do with consumer behavior and what gets people to take action. He is, after graduating with a marketing degree from Monash University, decided to follow his passion for marketing and podcasting. And today's episode with Tim Binland, it's about how to become a successful podcaster. And needless to say, I have the opposite me, Darin Caps Davis. So like I have two nerds when it comes to the podcasting technology. And I'm very happy because I just going to take the notes. Tim, welcome to the studio. And thank you for accepting to continue our conversation from 2 weeks ago. How are you?
Mario, I'm fantastic.
Look at this sound. It's beautiful. This sound is beautiful, Darin.
This is wonderful. Same technology and it's wonderful. So it must be down to, we're talking about a bit of microphone, probably technique as well.
Yeah, it is. So Tim, what's the weather look like in beautiful Melbourne? Are you jealous of now 70 degrees?
Yeah,
or?
Look, I'm looking outside and it looks quite cold out there and windy. I know I've definitely got the heating on inside at the moment.
Okay.
You Sydney side is have got a speed.
Okay. Tim, we have a discussion 2 weeks ago and unfortunately it was just for 1 hour. So like I'm very, very, very grateful you come back with us in studio, even it's online. But before we ask you questions, last Friday you went for some conference with all the podcasters. It was online or it was in person?
Yeah, it was a fantastic event run by one of my mentors, James Whittaker, who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy, which is a follow-up book to Napoleon Hill's work.
Interesting.
Think and Grow Rich. I'm not sure if you've read that book, but it's one of the most popular self-development books of all time.
I disappoint you, Tim. I took advice from some people who never finished school and told me if you want to read something or learn something, you just put your book under the pillow. And it's going to stick in my mind. So, I know Darin is looking at me weird. It's like, Mario, really? No, Darin, sometimes. But Tim, so how was the conference?
Yeah, the conference was great. It was 3 days of top podcasting greats, people that have reached over 9 million downloads on their show and, being able to listen from people that have achieved that level in the podcasting space, especially right now, was quite valuable. So yeah, it was a really good three day conference for sure.
You were grateful enough to, in past, in our last show with you, you share with us your passion for podcasting. However, Darin and I discussed something very important now. Podcasting, it's not just plug the mic and the talk and let's go do some conversations. It's requiring a little bit more. And who is owning conversation now between Darin? Who's owning this conversation now between Tim and us?
Well, I'm just waiting to jump in. But talking offline during the news about music and how much music can add to your podcast, but also the little things that you've got to consider when you're dealing with music. So, Tim, how do you find music adds to your podcast? And is there ways where you shouldn't use music? So we'll talk about the first and then maybe a bit more about how to get music and things like that.
Darin,
did you try to say my choice of music is not good or is that...
Oh no, not at all. Everyone's choice of music is good. Everything's an opportunity. But you have an opportunity in a podcast to really engage your listeners with a bit of music that sets the mood for the podcast.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll just mirror exactly what you said there. The music gives you an ability to set the mood for the podcast, and you're spot on. It gives you an ability to kind of make people excited to listen to the show rather than it just being a plain introduction. If you've got some music underneath it, you can fade it in, you can have it underneath the track. And then I found that even at the end of your intro, when you've got a little bit more music playing, it just gets you a little bit excited for the show. Like, you don't, with that many options and podcasts out there, you want to capture people's attention, and you want to make sure that they're going to be excited to listen to the show. So music can add that extra element. It's definitely worth using.
Yeah, sorry, Tim. Do you have any kind of theme music you use generally to kind of put kind of the same yep. theme into your podcast, that people know they're listening to Tim Beanland? Is that something
100%, you do? 100%. And, you know, audio marketing is a thing. And what I mean by audio marketing is, you know, use of any audio file to put a signature or branding onto your content. So I'll use my music in the intro of the show. I'll also use my music in snippets and marketing content that I put out through social media. And, you know, over time, it's like another touch point. And people then get, you know, used to, okay, well, that's the music associated with Been Talking. So, yeah, there's definitely a element of music being used for a marketing purpose for people to, you know that it's you.
And as Mario says, we're two nerds talking together. But I put a plus one there. No,
I'm just enjoying now. But the point I tried to make yesterday was, you know, like, I'm not. This is the way I should, blending this conversation. But I was listening to some podcasts. Joe Rogan is it, that's his name?
Fantastic.
Or, yeah, like,
yeah, Joe. Yep, yeah, yep.
And I know that you are a big fan of his, because I saw on your Facebook. But I was listening to some podcasts, Darren. And, you know, when I told Joe, dramatic music, because, you know, when they talk, like, you know, he can't replicate, but let's just say Joe Rogan says, and, yeah, don't you like, and there's a music in background, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It sounds good. You know, Tim, what's happened since, you know, we spoke last time, Darren, he not just brought the music, you know what I mean, in the beginning, you know what I mean, how are you, Mario, and the introduction looks very professional, but now I have those couple minutes of the speech every show, and that music he chose, you know what I mean? So, like, it does make difference when you do the podcasting. It's just a blast, blast, blast.
Yeah, and I think it leads us on towards talking about how do you get the music. So, Tim, you might want to lead us through the process of doing that sort of thing. Any
Can
pitfalls?
I tell you how I take the music? You just installed that piracy software, you know what I mean? From YouTube.
Get it from YouTube, hey?
Yeah. Look, I'm no lawyer, so I'll preface it with that. But you got to make sure your licensing is okay. So, you don't want to go and use a pop song, for example, on your podcast, because say your podcast takes off and then they recognize that, oh, hang on, you're using pop song XYZ, and then you get charged with a massive bill for usage rights. So the best thing to do is to find a platform that you can license music from. I made a mistake early on in my career by purchasing a song. And then the licensing fee was something like $300 or $400. And, you know, just for that one song, to use it continuously. Instead, there's other services. Again, I'm not affiliated with them, but I just use it. Artlist is one of them, which I use now because I do a bit of more videography and I coach clients and I do producing. So being able to purchase a subscription like that, that gives an unlimited amount of music, categorized by mood and feature and all that kind of stuff, and they basically deal with the legal side of things, so you can download the usage rights and you're off your way.
That's another one is
another one, Epidemic Sound. So there's a number of them. I'll try and be fair because they all put good work into advertising.
Yeah.
But if you it's worth looking into a system like that. I'm not sure if what you guys use for the radio show.
Yeah, I tend
if there's
to
another one.
Don't ask me nothing. That does everything.
Audio Jungle, I find, is really good for browsing. So if anyone's just getting to this, that's a really good level. And it's got different levels of licensing. So if you just want to do a podcast, it's quite cheap. For us on the radio, we have to get a broadcast license, which is a bit more expensive. Yeah, right. But it all, it's quite cost effective, and allows you to put things into a favourite list. And then I can share that with Mario, and he goes, yep, that's right. And off we go.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. And I found it's great. It's
well, yes, yeah. I just think you're there. Bring it in. Time for a break. Sorry. But you may have to hold your thoughts for after this break. You're on Business Insights with Mario and
You know what makes me happy, Darren? I'm seeing you, how you talk to Tim, and I'm truly enjoying, because I'm learning something new now. Presenter is the one thing, but presenting is the talking and being interesting and everything. But the podcast and radio show, it's all what you're saying together with Tim. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And Darren's going to take us into the break, and we come back after some music.
Alive 90.5.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright tonight, you and I. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I do I, so alive. We're
Oh!
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. With the swim season nearly here, I'd like to stress the importance of proper maintenance and care to maximise your enjoyment. Our expert pool technicians can help you make sure of the right pool quality, cleaning methods and equipment, filter maintenance, cost-effective pool chemicals and more. See full details on our website at duralpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just how you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
All the local news and all the great music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5.
It's 21 minutes past 11. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
Barry, thank you very much for this. And our guest in studio, online from Melbourne, live, Tim Binland from the Binland Talks podcast. It's easy for me to talk about how great studio should look like and how sound good should be on a podcast or on a radio show. I have a Darren Cape Davis here who put his knowledge and his experience into making this show great. However, for all of you who are looking to venture into the podcasting now, I don't have the one nerd who knows a lot about Mike's music, how to sounds good. Darren Cape Davis, as I say, I'm very truly grateful and blessed having him in studio, but as well on other side of the Australia, Victoria. It's like freezing.
Well, it's a different country at the moment. We're all separated.
Yeah, we are separated. You know, we got to give him the virtual love. Thank you, Tim, for joining us in studio and being our guest again. And as Darren mentioned before, I wanted to be a successful podcast, and Darren and you are running a very interesting conversation. Now, can you just drive me back, Tim, on our first show? We spoke about mics and the videos, and, you know, like I even spoke with Darren about the idea of running the video live, you know what I mean, and then put the sound together. But, you know, for me, it doesn't work that very well. So, like, I ask you, how are going to record something on a sound on a mobile phone and then put together with a video? And I can see that a lot of videos there and sounds actually doesn't matching. What's the call this, Darren? You know when you watch it? The
lip sync.
Yeah, that's what it is. How are you going to do this lip sync?
So annoying, can't it?
Yeah, like when you watch The Voice. So, Tim, are you seeing this? Because I've seen this quite a bit on LinkedIn. People playing with that, you know what I mean? And as I said, like, it's a sad... You know, if you don't know something, you need to ask a professional like yourself. But there's a lot of this lip syncing, miss lip syncing. Is that
out of sync?
Out of sync. Yeah.
And so maybe Tim, you can take us a bit more through microphones and things like audio and post production as well.
Yeah, definitely. So you're saying people are putting videos up on LinkedIn and their audio and their videos out of sync.
I can see that one. Yeah. I mean, like, it's because I think they're recording differently, or somebody gives them some type of tips or advice and told them, listen, record the sound. But I can see this is out. You know, I mean, even me, who is not English speaking background person, I can see it's missing like a half a second. Yeah. So why is that? So as Danny says, guide us to that process of the setting up the podcast. And what you said, Darren, post-processing now.
Post-processing.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think what's happening there is they're obviously going to the step further of recording good quality audio and the video. But what's happening is they're probably not using a software that helps them sync up very well, or they're just starting the video without doing a clap at the start of the audio, and like a clap with their hands. Now, we all know, you know, when you think of movies, you think of the clapper boards, right? The typical things. And the reason that they use that is, well, one of the reasons is so they can perfectly sync up the good quality audio with the video. What a clap will do is it'll spike your audio up, which means in post-production, you can come and line up the video and the audio with that spike. Now, if you're using a software like Adobe Premiere Pro, You can highlight all of those clips, right click on it and hit synchronize, and the software will do it for you. Especially if you've got a clap, that will mean it will make it a lot more accurate. So the thing to keep in mind is, Darren, you might be able to actually correct me here. I think if the audio is slightly ahead, people won't notice, or if it's but if it's slightly behind, they will. Correct me if I'm wrong there, it might be the other way around.
Yeah, generally we find the issue will be that the video lags the audio. I think if it's just a little bit, within, say, I think 20 milliseconds, it's not so bad. But once you get to 100, you'll notice it. And that's when you're normally in production, you're delaying the audio because video processing takes longer.
Yeah, correct.
So what I'm going to do, Tim Daniel, I mean, what would you give the simple tip for me, who is not amateur, what's it below amateur? It's like a toddler amateur, whatever it is. Like, I want to do such a thing, you know what I mean? Like,
you're a noob, hey? A noob.
Yeah.
So the noobs of podcasting. Yeah, like, Tim, I think you've got a handy guide online that you can talk about for the entry level. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. I do. And so for somebody who's just starting, if you're wanting to sync up your good audio with your video, always remember to do a clap beforehand.
That's a great tip.
Just before you start the show, just say, hey, tell your guest, I'm just going to do a quick clap so I can sync the audio with the video. And people totally understand. They, if anything, they'll say, oh, this person knows what they're doing. So that's good.
So Mario,
Mario,
you can promote yourself from noob to amateur by a clap.
Exactly. So it'll give you a little bit more credibility.
It's easy to make fun of me, but I'm serious. And in all seriousness, it's easy for me. I have a daughter in the studio, and I just rock up and we discuss, how we're going to run the show, what we're going to talk, who's the guest, not just 5 minutes before the show. But the thing it is, I don't need to worry about. But as I said, I can hear it, and the sound can hear the eardrums. He can. And the reason why I can hear, as I said again, what did you say the word is? I'm what?
What's that? The
what? I'm not amateur. What I am?
A noob.
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 Noob. Okay, I'm noob.
N-O-O-B. Noob. Like a newbie, but sure.
Newbie, yeah. the thing it is, I was, it hurts my eardrums when I'm hearing people doing the video and the sound in a car, or they try to walk and they have the headsets or the headphones. Yes, Darren.
I think what a lot of people do is they have poor quality microphones, and Tim can correct me here, but and they got a lot of noise. And then when they're actually going to say, "Well, I can't quite hear myself," they'll just amplify it with some sort of audio processing software. But normally, that also can amplify the noise unless you know what you're doing well. And that all comes back to garbage in, garbage out. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, 100%, Darren, 100%. If you're using a poor quality microphone or your audio, your original audio source is bad quality, but you then just increase the volume of that, you're just increasing bad audio. A customer of mine did some video with someone else, and that was the exact case that they did. They basically, she was like, "No, this audio sounds terrible. You can't hear me." And the video company then just increased the bad audio, which made it sound even worse. So, 100%. So bad in, bad out. So in terms of being able to get around that, I see people doing the selfie videos, and then it's really noisy and echoey and windy and that kind of thing just with their phone. So something like a lapel mic that has a windshield on it can really go far in terms of helping you improve your audio sound.
That's very interesting. Clapping noob, that's me.
I think we need a clapperboard. Clapperboard for the studio. Live 90.5 Business Insight with Mario. 1, 2, 3. We're on air.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Not a bad idea.
Well,
not a bad idea.
But it's like it's easy when we're doing this team. But how this help people on a long run? Where do people actually stuck with the podcast? I know we discussed it shortly and briefly in the first time when we spoke. But where is the the biggest obstacle everybody hits with the podcasting. We say this, you know, people need to be consistent, persistent, and they don't need to have on the first show the guest. You interview very, very amazing people. And I like to sound like a Joe Rogan on this show. And drama, the drama music, it becomes like, and life, it is gonna be bad. Okay, so what's the biggest problem? Yeah.
There's three things that I see people struggle with. One is the equipment. They get bogged down in what to buy. Two is finding our guests to have on a show or what to talk about. And then three, picking a show that's actually a niche so people can actually get interested in listening to that. So for question number one, I'll say I've got an equipment guide that I've put together. More than happy to send that to anybody who messages me or emails me.
And we'll put that in the link on the podcast as well.
I'll send that to you guys. Basically, that can get you started from as little as $250 in terms of equipment that you need to buy. Two, when it comes to guests, I find that, you know, start with your inner circle. Start with the people that you know, that you're inspired by, that you've walked away with conversations. And then, you know, after every episode, just ask them, hey, who else would be a good fit to come on the show? That's something
Sorry, I have that question. How do you actually, you know, before you become a podcast expert and you have that expertise, people are going to judge you, obviously. They're going to say, when I invite the guests, they ask me what's the demographics, how many people listening. And, we are not, we are the best community radio station in Australia. No question asked about that one. But how do you make people to come on your radio show they don't know before you? What do you say? Hi, my name is Mario Beckes. I'm the noob and I would like to run the podcast with
for
6 hours. I can see you laughing on that one.
I'll just have to correct something there. You're not a total noob.
Okay, that's
you're very experienced on the radio.
You are very experienced.
And I must really appreciate the opportunity to come on and run your show.
What would you say? Like, how do people you should address to somebody? I don't know. I can interview Schwarzenegger, but la past 3 months we can... I see a lot of Zoom meetings and all of this, but the bottom line is like, how do you introduce yourself to somebody you want to grab his attention or her attention to come on your podcast? What do you say?
Yeah, definitely. I hark back to my sales days and, you know, I sort of ask, well, what's in it for the person that's going to come on? You know, it's a massive opportunity and a platform for somebody to talk about their business, talk about what they want, what they're doing, show their expertise in a field. But I kind of script all of my outreach messages like this. I say, hey, John, I've noticed that you do XYZ and I'm really impressed by what you've done to grow your company. I have a show called Been Talking with Peak Performers. I talk to peak performers. I've had guests like Jim Penman, Edward Zia, Mario Beckes on the show.
To love and sex, Mario Beckes. Yes, I know.
You know, and look, I would love to have you to come on the show. What would be the process to doing that? I'm based in Melbourne. I'm happy to come out to you or do it over Zoom for COVID times. What times would work for you, mornings or afternoon, and giving them an option. That's what I've found works quite well. Also, if you've got a pre-established relationship with the person, in terms of like maybe you've commented on their social media, maybe you've actually like made an effort before cold outreach, especially if it's someone bigger, like yourself, Mario. Like I messaged you for probably about 2 or 3 weeks before I said, hey, do you want to come on the show? Because I knew you were somebody of great stature,
that's fair. I respect that one.
So I put a little bit of effort into trying to get to know you, and we've got a mutual connection through Edward Zia.
Yes.
I that's what I do when I really want someone to come on the show is I put a little bit more effort into asking them rather than just a cold outreach.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes somebody a little bit bigger, you've got to kind of give value first before you ask. So.
Wow, that's interesting. Tim, thank you very much. We give you with a breather. You can have a sip of coffee or water. You're listening live 90.5. Business assistant Mario Darin and I interviewing Tim Binland from Binland Bean Talking Podcast.
How far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Property development specialist whose reputation is centered on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Royal Shores, developed by Pace, is a new waterfront community in Parramatta. Set right on the waterfront at the gateway to Sydney Harbour, Royal Shores is one of Pace's most unique urban developments to date. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specializing in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-888-2-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Alive 90.5. All the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
It's 21 minutes to 12. You're on a live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And we're nearly over, but not quite yet.
We're not over yet. That's we are grateful to have them in the studio with us, truly online. but live from Melbourne, Tim Binland from Binland Talks. Tim, please correct me if I misspell or missaid name of your podcast. But Tim, for the friend, I'm asking if I want to prepare the radio show. I mean, I want to talk to somebody. What research you do on somebody, and how do you base your conversation podcast to make that interesting? And does a person needs to talk like, you know, some dramatic voice, or how do you keep them? Because, like, you know, there's a lot of people taking that that role in social media, particularly before the pre-COVID-19, and they were like, you know, expressing, oh, I'm in the Greece, I'm here, I'm this, I'm doing that. But how do you prepare yourself for the interview?
Yeah, good question. And I will correct you. The name of the podcast is Bean Talking, spelled with my last name, B-E-A-N, Talking.
Oh, okay. So now we know.
But no, all good, all good. Yeah, a bit of a pun on my name, so it makes sense why you went with the full name.
Yeah.
When it comes to guest research, I go and look at, okay, what is this person – because my show is all around peak performers.
Yeah.
So what is this person good at? What are they a peak performer in? And then I find that out. Maybe they're like, so an example, Brad Burton, who was the UK's number one motivational business speaker. I then went to Brad's website and yes. I had a look at, okay, well, what is Brad talking about on his website? He's talking about public speaking. He's talking about he's done work for Xero and Costa's Coffee and Bentley, right? So immediately now I'm getting questions, okay, well, how did he get those jobs? What did he do with them? What was the impact that he had? And then I see that he ran like a public speaking conference. So, okay, there's questions around how can you become a better public speaker? All of this is designed, for me at least, to come up with questions that I find interesting, but not only interesting, they'll get the guest to give an actionable takeaway for somebody who's actually listening to the show. There's
so
nothing
doesn't
worse.
It to be like a big name, you have the opposite you to have the good conversation and the outcome
no,
of conversation?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. The big names get attention. So, for example, when I had Jim Penman, who's the owner of Jim's Mowing and Jim's Cleaning, Jim's everything.
Jim's everything, yes.
Jim's yeah. everything. Fantastic guy, fantastic business owner. And now that's the most popular episode on my podcast, because it's all about how Jim Penman got to where he is and his success and what he did with franchising and it's an amazing episode, but, you know, and that got a lot of attention because he's a known figure. But that being said, some of the best episodes I've had have been with people that are just experts at what they do, where they've given great takeaways. Like Mario, our episode isn't published yet because I'm lagging behind on episodes. But, you know, you're an expert in the business field with this show, but you're also an expert with cybersecurity and tech. So we, like, the questions that I asked you were designed to get takeaways. And I think that's one of the things that podcasters kind of fail in. And there's been episodes that I've done where I've failed in this, where the episode actually may not give a takeaway, may not give a pearl of wisdom. It's just this one big ad for the business owner, and you know, that's not as actionable as, say, hey, let's figure out what makes this person tick and what they've done that then I can go and apply in my life.
Very interesting.
And that's great. And it's always good to have actions and takeaways. And earlier on, we're talking about how to, like, get people onto your podcast, and you just shared some insights then. In the break, we're briefly talking about the idea that a podcast-type enterprise is no much different than a business, and that it's all about your network and your connections that really help and make it easier for you to ask people to be on your show. Do you want to share some more thoughts there, Tim?
Yeah, definitely. One of the most, if you want more guests on your show, one of the most powerful questions you can ask anyone, no matter who, say your first guest is your best friend, you know, because that's the only person you can reach out to. But I bet if you then ask that best friend at the end of that episode, who else do you know that would be a good fit for this show? So you've either got a theme of, say Mario starts a cybersecurity podcast. Mario would then probably know some people in the cybersecurity space, but then he could ask that question, hey, who do you know that would be a great fit for this show? I'm looking for one or two people that you could recommend me to. That person will then go, oh, yeah, look, I can think of a couple of people. And they'll give you a name, and then you go, cool, can you make an introduction?
Yeah.
Perfect example of this on my show was I asked James Whittaker. I said, James, who would be a good fit for the show? He then put me onto a guy called Greg Layton, who has done amazing work with C-suite professionals, so CEOs, CMOs. I then asked him, I said, Greg, who could you put me onto? He then put me onto a PGA level golf coach. So, you know, by asking that question, you know, you tap into your network, as you were saying, Darren, about, okay, who do you know? And that's like referral marketing. It's the same thing,
that's referrals yeah, for your podcast. It does. That's how you create your – you're exploring first your network to do this, that podcasting. And I just love your voice. Eh? But, you know, Darren and I, like, you know when we run the show, like, you know, this has become the podcast, which is whatever we – what we input into the show comes output on the podcast, so we can't, you know, make this adjustments like we need to from the beginning. But in the podcast, you can take a break and you can discuss with your guest our next question. What was the boring podcast for you? Why was the most boring podcast for you? We don't need a name, but what did happen, if you can tell us? And what was the most exciting podcast for you?
Yeah, good question. The most boring podcasts I've done have been the ones where I've walked away from them feeling that
really?
that person had an agenda.
Oh, okay.
Where the goal of being on the show wasn't to come on and have a talk, but just sort of, you know, hey, I'm launching this new thing and you know, I want to talk about
it,
which is fine. Which is fine. I really love that. I think being on podcasts is a great way to, sell your services. But I think it was just done in a way that I felt that every answer was, you know, buy my book.
And what was
the most exciting one? So we can be positive. So there's been so many. I mean, Jim Pedman's one. You know, a nugget of wisdom that I got from Jim. He basically started his mowing business with $24, which back then got him a mower and a gardening tools and all that kind of stuff. And he just went and hustled and got the work and did an amazing job. Like every single time he went to a job, he was like, how can he improve that? So he actually gave me podcasting tips because I took a long time to set up the show. And during the interview, there's a moment in the interview where he's saying, well, every job he went to, he decided that he was going to make it better. So he gave me a bit of a jab and said, well, you know, how could you make interviews better?
Yeah.
It took you a while to set up. And That was incredibly valuable because now I've put things in place to have set up as quick as possible. So that was an amazing show. Another show that was great, Edward Zia's one. He gave a lot of value in terms of LinkedIn and how to grow on LinkedIn. So I find, yeah, it's the people that are experts in their field and peak performers. Someone like Hannah McDougall, who's a Paralympian, but also done work with athlete mental wellness and that kind of thing. That episode was great because there was not only an insight into a high level performer, but also somebody who knows how to look after the mental health side of things. So those were all really positive episodes. I could go on forever.
Thank you, Tim. We're going to give you a little breather. Yeah, here, you need a glass of water. Thank you so much. You're listening live 90.5 Business. This is Mario, Darren and I interviewing Tim Binland from Bean Talking. And we'll be back after some short break.
Red, red wine.
Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills 2153, or go online infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Concise Finance is a nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
It's all I listen to. Alive 90.5. Playing cool music.
It's 7 minutes to 12 on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario. Some final thoughts.
Yeah, well, I'm truly grateful for our guest today, Edward Zia and the Team Binland. Team, before we close the show, I'd like to say thank you for sharing with us your insights the second time being our guest, because the first time we didn't have enough time to complete. And truly, I would like, you know, to ask you, how is the best of somebody reach you for all of this, all of those who like to become successful influencing podcasters to learn, not to become the noob like me. Did I say this properly, Darren? Was like,
we're promoting you this morning. You've okay, learned enough.
Yeah, I have enough. I need a clapper now. I want to jump my, you know, I want on hierarchy to get the clapper.
A present for you.
Yes, please. So, Tim, thank you for sharing with us your insights. You know, I mean, it was a true privilege to talk to the truly unique and one of the globally known podcasters as yourself. So, like, if somebody want to reach you, how they can best reach you and become the, you know, to learn about podcasting?
Yeah, LinkedIn is a great spot. So you can search me up at Tim Binland. Mm-hmm. But also, if you want to start a podcast, probably the best place that I'm most active on is my Facebook group, How to Start a Podcast. If you search that into Facebook, you should find a group that's powered by Bean Talking. Mm-hmm. I'm sharing some great tips in there. Darren is also in the group. He made an amazing comment the other day about boom arms being preferable to mic stands, you know, especially if people are tapping the table. So
English, please.
Yeah, Darren and I are working as a combo team in that group.
Very good.
Get on the group.
And I would like to see you in the studio.
Get on the group. That's where the tips are.
This is what I'd like to see you in the studio with Darren, you know what I mean? Like on our show, you know what I mean? That will be a true pleasure to see this one. So they can come on a Facebook. What did you say the Facebook group called?
Yeah, it's called How to Start a Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell me something before we finish it. This is a very interesting question. I'll just pop on my head. You and Darren sharing the knowledge in that you know, together you're discussing some things on your Facebook group. But aren't you afraid that some competitors gonna steal that ideas?
Yeah. Look, it's a good question, and I've already had some competitors jump into that group and sort of try and, you know, someone put a spammy post about, hey, I can make a podcast cover art for you. Another guy put up his YouTube video that was a little bit, you know, on the nose and pushing the boundaries a bit.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But look, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Like, and at the end of the day, like, I can't get every single person who wants to start a podcast. I'm not naive to that. But
sorry to cut you off. Edward Zia said something earlier today. He said, like, you know, I mean, even those who are the, you know, little bullies and trolls on the online, actually, they show the true quality of their life. They are, you know, very sad people. But thank you for sharing with us today your tips, Tim Binland. And Darren's going to take a word. Thank you for listening to Live 90.5 Business with Mario, and we'll speak to you on Friday. Darren?
Thank you, Tim. And yes, I double, plus one for that How to Start a Podcast. Great group that you've started there, Tim. And if anyone wants to start a podcast, that's where they should go to. So we've had Tim Binland today. Thank you, Tim. And you have a great afternoon in Melbourne. Not sunniest here, but that's okay.
Beautiful. Thank you for having me on, guys.
Cheers.
Bye bye.
Live 90.5.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger. The fire, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar. Now I'm floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I earned my stripes. I went from zero to my own hero. You helped me down.